This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled new measures Wednesday to tackle gun violence against a backdrop of surging crime that his Republican rivals have seized on for weeks. With major American cities seeing alarming spikes in shootings, homicides, and armed robberies, the White House unveiled its strategy to combat violent crime, particularly efforts to reverse what it described as, quote, an epidemic of gun violence in this country, end quote. His plan addresses five main elements, including the need to, quote, stem the flow of firearms used to commit violence, end quote. It also enables state and local jurisdictions to use unspent portions of the COVID-19 recovery funds to pay for new police hires, upgrades in equipment, and expanded efforts to prosecute gun traffickers. Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily announced Wednesday it will print its final edition after authorities froze its assets using a sweeping new national security law, silencing the city's most China-critical media outlet. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedom and will deepen unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Journalists outside the paper's headquarters Wednesday evening said they plan to print 1 million copies overnight. There is no meeting planned between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi at a G20 gathering in Italy next week, a State Department official said Wednesday, after the Financial Times reported that Beijing and Washington were discussing such a meeting. The newspaper, citing people briefed on the talks, said U.S. President Joe Biden's administration had also informed counterparts in Beijing it would like the deputy secretary to visit China. This is VOA News. A deadly airstrike on a market left dozens wounded or killed in Ethiopia's war-torn northern Tigray region, survivors and emergency workers said Wednesday, as a seven-month-old conflict surged again. Witnesses and medical personnel said dozens were killed or wounded at a busy market Tuesday as ballot counting was underway across much of the rest of the country following Monday's national election. No vote was held in Tigray because of the conflict, and the airstrike occurred as reports emerged of rebel advances in some parts of the region. Iran said Wednesday that the United States had agreed to remove all sanctions on Iran's oil and shipping, although Germany cautioned that major issues remained at talks between Tehran and world powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal. The Iranian remarks by outgoing President Hassan Rouhani, chief of staff, echoed previous assertions by officials in Rouhani's pragmatist camp that Washington is prepared to make concessions at the talks underway since April in Vienna. The talks adjourned Sunday for consultations in capitals, 2 days after Iran held a presidential election won by hardliner Ibrahim Raisi, the Iranian judiciary chief, who is on a U.S. blacklist. Raisi is due to replace Rouhani in August. Iran foiled a sabotage attack Wednesday on a building belonging to the country's Atomic Energy Agency, state television said, adding there were no casualties or damage. It gave no further details on the building or the nature of the sabotage that had been averted. The incident comes as Tehran and world powers attempt to revive a hobbled 2015 agreement on Iran's nuclear program in Vienna talks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday she would like other European countries to require people entering them from other countries where they are high levels of the Delta variant, like Britain, to go into quarantine, as is the case in Germany. Britain's music festivals face a fight for survival without further government support in the pandemic, lawmakers warned Wednesday, as summer events are canceled or reduced because of COVID restrictions. The Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee said this in a report into government funding for the cultural sector during the pandemic, adding festivals and freelancers faced, quote, devastating consequences to their survival, end quote. MPs praised the allocation of a $2.1 billion cultural recovery fund in July last year, but said festivals faced a survival threat unless a government-backed insurance plan for canceled events could be set up. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.